Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 23 until we are finished. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When thou settest down to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to your throat. If thou be a man given to the appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, and those dainties are delicacies, for they are of deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease means to stop from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For the riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly as an eagle towards heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire those his dainty meat, for he drinketh. Let me read that over. For thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire thou the dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he of thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsels which thou hast eaten, shall thou vomit it up, and lose the sweet word. Speak not in the ear of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the field of the fatherless, for they redeem, for the Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instructions, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from a child, for if thou bearest or beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. So it's okay to whip your children. He will not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. And that's it. Those two things are very important. And Edom, or the white men, have made rules that we should not whip our children. That's why they are so bad and doing the devious things. Keep that in mind, that spare not the rod from our children. We're keeping their souls from hell. Verse 15, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my ruins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the way of the Lord always, all day long. So be in the way of the Lord all day long. For surety there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Verse 20. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way, but be thou wine, it says, but be not among wine bibbers, among righteous eaters of the flesh. Let me read verse 20 again. Be not wine bibbers among riotous eaters of flesh. That's of meat, so I think. Verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. You don't want to come to poverty. We're poor as it is. And drownness shall clothe a man with rags. Let me read that again. And dryness and drownness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken, That means to listen unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. So when I get old, I don't want you all to despise me, even though you all consider me to be old now. But don't despise me. I only will tell you what I think is right. By the truth, and sell not it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Don't, it says, buy the truth, B-U-Y, buy it, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begotten a wise child shall have joy in him. The father and thy mother shall be glad, and she shall bear thee, shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. And a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait for thee for prey, and increase thee transgressors or sinners among men. Let me read that again. Verse 28. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the sinners among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? Well, you know, contention, that is like an argument or conflict. Who has Babylon? Who has wound? Who has wound without cause? Who has redness for eyes? Verse 30, they that carry along the way, let me put on my other pair of eyeglasses, please. Excuse me for one moment. I think I should see better out of this than I do. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? And contention is a conflict or an argument. Who has Babylon? Who has wounds without cause? Who have redness of eyes? They that tarry at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. And verse 31, look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moves itself aright. At last it biteth like a scorpion and stingeth like an adder. So an adder is a viper or a snake, you know, or either like a cobra. Verse 33, thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, though thou shall be as he that lies down in the midst of the sea, or he that lies lieth up on the top of the mast. they have stricken me. Shall they say, I was not sick. I have been eaten, and I felt it not. When I shall awake, I will seek it again. God, please have a blessing upon the readings of your words. In Proverbs, verse 23, all of it has been read. Give your sheep, as well as me, an understanding of everything that has been read. As well, let me read it over again at another time. Right now, Father, let me have a prayer in heaven. Our Father, all praises belong to you. For this day, blessed be to be a worry-free day. Amen. Father, please amend the sick and the shut-in, if it is your will. Thank you for allowing us to read and opening a sheep's eyes and restoring our mind to us, who we are in this world today. Let us stop following Edom. And if you don't know who Edom is, we are Jacob's children. We follow our father, not the white man. Thank you for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. Restore us, your sheep. Whatever the evil man has stolen from us or have taken from us, let him give it back to us, and we accept it without consequences. Let him give us back our things or someone, those people that have been stolen from us without consequences. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts, it's the observance of Saturday starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. And excuse me, I'm about to drink some water. Have your three P's ready. That is your pen, paper, and pencil to jot down whatever references that I might say that you want to remember. Welcome to Sabbath School. We read Sabbath. On Sabbath, we read the Word of God who choose to listen. This is a scripture lesson. Excuse me, I'm going to drink this water. I don't know why I get so thirsty on Saturdays whenever I'm reading the scriptures. Now, next week, we children of Israel it begins one of our feast days, Pentecost, I think it is. Let me look at my calendar and see. I don't quite know all the holidays of Jesus, but I'm trying to learn. I've been trying to learn for the last 3 or 4 years. And let's see. June the 12th is coming up. and that will be our day of Pentecost. Okay? It's a day of celebrating the gathering in the end of the first and smaller of the annual feast. It's observed 50 days from a fixed point in previous feasts. So you'll find that in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15 through 22. So June the 4th will start the day of Pentecost for us. So we see we have a feast day that's coming up pretty soon. I want you to be aware of it. We cannot do everything that is done, or we do not celebrate the feast of the white folk or the feast of the enemy, and that is the feast of the white man. So, Judah, you children of Judah, you black people of America, you are from Judah, along with the tribes of Benjamin and Levi. We are the children of Jacob, and I want you to know that and understand that. Also, I want you to read your Bibles. I want you to know that Africans and Arabs sold us to the Europeans, and I want you to read Psalms 83 verses. Read all of it, but I want you to get and understand verses 3 through 8. Also, read Deuteronomy 64 through 68. We are the only people that can say we were put on ships and sold to the white men. Those Jews that say they are Jews, they are going to take the brunt in because other people want our holy land. That land belongs to us. I want you to read Genesis 15, all of it. Read it all and understand that from the Euphrates to, what is the river Egypt, all that land belongs to us black folks in America. And remember this. I want you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. We are Jesus' holy seed. Do not mingle your blood with other folks. If you read Isaiah chapter 9, it's going to tell you what's going to happen to those mixed children. I'm thinking that rappers should come along and make a song out of that. That's how, I'm thinking that's how many of you people, or us people, will know who we are. Now let us turn to the book of Acts 13 and start reading from there. You know how I read, how slow I read. I pray that God will bless me to read faster. We are in Acts. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 13, verse 1. We will start reading from there and continue until it's time for us to go. Now, there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manoah, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them, and they sent them away. And they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed from Cilicia. From thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God, and in the synagogue of the Jews. And they had also John to minister. Verse 6. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patros, they found a certain sorcerer and prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Cyrus Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, he was a musician. Well, a sorcerer is a musician, for he is called by his interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy of the faith. So he did not want Cephas Paulus to hear the word of God from Paul and Silas. Verse 10. And said, O full of subtlety, and subtleties, that's deceit and evil and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness, wilt thou not stop, or wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist of darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. When Paul and his company loosed them Pagantos, they came to Praga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returning to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Pega, they came to Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law of the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue verse 14. But when they departed from Perga, they went to Antioch in Pisidia, and went unto the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law of the prophets, the ruler of the synagogue went into them, saying, you men and brethren, have you any words of exhortation for the people? Say on. And that means encouragement. Do you have any words of encouragement for the people? Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand, you men of Israel, you that fear God, give audience. You listen to him. And this is what he said. The God of the people of Israel, choose the our Father and exalt the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt and in the land of Egypt and with and Hiram brought them out of there. And about the time of 40 years suffered their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony. Excuse me, sheep, I feel like I would burp. I did burp and still is. Also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my ways. Verse 23. And this man's seed hath God according to his promise, praise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. I got lost at verse 23. Let me read that again to you, sheep. Of this man's seed have God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. So it's important that you understand that God raised Jesus for us, the tribe of Israel. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to the people of Israel, and John fulfilled his course, he said, who think you that I am? I am not he, but there cometh one after me whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear God, to you is the word of salvation sent. Now, if you fear God, if you're not one of us 12, he said salvation is sent to you also. And salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. So you are delivered from sin and its consequences too, if you're not one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 27, but they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they know him not, yet the voice of the prophet, and are read every day, and the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in concerning him. The what they're saying here is Jesus' words have been fulfilled, all of them, concerning them. Verse 28, and though they found no cause of death in him, they desired that Pilate, that he should be slain. And when he, and when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. A sepulcher, that's a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Verse 32, and we declare, means to tell unto you good tidings, and that's good news, how that the promise which was made unto the Father, God has fulfilled the same unto their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day I have begotten you. And that's in verse 17:5. And concerning that he raised him up from the dead, let me read that again, verse 34, and as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you sure mercies of David. Verse 35, and when he said also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption, and you'll find that in I scribble, you know that I have had a stroke and I don't write as well as I should or as well as I think, but I think what is written here is verse 15, not verse 15, but in Psalms 15, verse 10, did I write that? Let me move to verse 36. And for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and laid unto his father, and saw no corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption, and that's Jesus. He did not see corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, thou that this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin, by him all that believe it are justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. So you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. only justified by your belief in Jesus. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Let's see. Behold, you despisers and wonders and perish, for I work a work in your day, a work which shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you, though a man has told it unto you. And when the Jews are gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that those words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. When the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and righteous proselytes, those people are people who believe now in Jesus, they have changed their mind, followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul concerning or contradicting and blasphemous. So they were jealous. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of thy for everlasting life, woe, we turn to the Gentiles, seeing for have the Lord commanded us, saying, I set thee to be a light among the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And you know, glorified means praised the Lord. And many were ordained to eternal life, believe. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up devout and winner women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them of their coast, expelled them from their coast. But they shook off the dust off their feet of them and came to Iconium. And the disciples, which were with joy and with the Holy Ghost, I have read to you chapter 13 of Acts. Now let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for loving us so much that you protect us all the time, even in our sleep. Protect us from the evil one and his demons. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. In James 4 and 15, it says, if it is God's will, I will be back with you next time. Thank you. God loves you, and so do I. I want you sheep to read verse 14 for our next Sabbath reading, as well as
help your children.
Proverbs.
And don't let them fall. Of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. And I know he lies forever.
Don't worry.
In my heart.
No one has bought my book. But I'm going to tell you.
We've got to walk on.
I know it. Because
walk on through temptation. Because he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is
mine.
He won't let you down.
The tribe of Benjamin.
I know.